Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Before I take you into the promised land, you're going to deal with issues in the promised land that if you don't get your mind right here, yes, there's giants, and yes, there's blessings. So I'm getting you prepared for war, God says. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm getting you ready for spiritual warfare, that this thing is real.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go back into this recent sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This is the final part from this sermon series, Mind Management. Let's go back into the message with Pastor Rogers. This is Mind Management, Part 7.
Now, in my heart, and as I've been praying and preparing, I feel that we're in for some rough highway up ahead. That's my personal feeling. And I feel like the faith of the church and Christians is going to be put on trial like it never has before in the days that are ahead. The devil is extremely mad. I just point to just one thing. When that embassy opened up in Jerusalem, Israel, and it was declared the location of the capital city of God Almighty, the devil said, I know my time's short now. I got to ratchet up the heat in this place. Well, guess who he's looking to do it to? You. But I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, be strong in the Lord, be courageous, stand up and rise up and realize not to be discouraged and don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you whithersoever, my God, whithersoever you go. Come on, somebody. He's saying you got to mature up. Don't complain. Don't gossip. Don't backbite. That's what happens. When you get stuck in the past, the Bible says they started chiding on Moses. Well, Pastor Mo, you brought us out here in the wilderness to die. No, I brought you out of Egypt because you were going to die back there. This is the process. Look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse number 1 gives us an outline. Here we go. Of God's process of preparation for the promised land. Anybody want to take the land in 2020?
Yes.
Let me ask you this, because I'm going to deal in a couple of weeks with vision. For about 3 weeks, I'm going to deal with strategic vision. I'm going to be teaching you about vision, how to write a vision, how to be able to forecast and get yourself in a place where you can plan for the future and in the plan of God. Too many people are sitting in churches week after week and we shout over stuff we never possess because we don't have a plan. Let me tell you something. You got financial problems, you got marriage problems, you got mental problems, you got spiritual problems. Planning can solve much of that. And God's, listen, this entire book is a plan. I just taught you for 6 weeks, 7 weeks on how to worship the king through the tabernacle of Moses. That was a blueprint. It was the plan of God. This entire book is about a plan. You got to realize if we don't take the step we need to, then we begin to chide on one another. And if you see your past as better than your future, you'll complain and murmur and gripe. Don't get stuck there. Did you hear what I said? Don't you get stuck there. This is what God says to prepare you. He says, first of all, just flip over there to Deuteronomy if you want to. You can follow that. Deuteronomy chapter number 5. Real quick, I'm going to let you go. Anybody get anything out of this? Just helping somebody here tonight. I'm talking about mind management, y'all. Deuteronomy chapter number 5, verse number 1. He gives us the outline. Moses called all of Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel. First of all, you got to hear. That's what you're doing here tonight. Hear, O Israel. That translates into obedience, and it literally means when he says hear, he says obey and proclaim. Do it and proclaim it. Speak it out of your mouth. Speak the word of God. Hear, O Israel. What does he say? He says, hear, O Israel, the statutes, the judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. What is it? He said, I want you to learn it. What am I teaching you in the wilderness, God says. I'm getting you ready for the promised land. How many of you understand that God already knew there were giants in the land before he sent the spies in? He already knew all that. He already knew that he made the grapes that big. He made the fruit, the milk, and the honey. He had it all there, but the giants were in the land. Listen, the promised land is not heaven. The promised land is where we are right now. And there are giants in the land. And if you don't face those giants with the strength of God, then you'll never possess. Now, please understand this. I want to go just real quick. All of this preparation, we say, oh, we want freedom. Freedom is not here. If our mind changes, our will and our emotions while we're in the process, then we're prepared for freedom. Because what's going to happen? God's going to cut it off. The manna ceased, the water out of the rock, all of that ceased. And now he says, you're going to have to plant your fields. You're going to have to harvest your own crops. You're going to have to drive out the giants. I've given you the land. I've given you the power. Be strong. Don't be afraid. You're going to harvest it, but you're going to have to plant it. You're going to have to work the field. You're going to have to possess it. But I've given you the land. What's that all about? It's all about responsibility. Because true freedom means responsibility. Okay? So watch this. So your child comes in one day and they think, I got this. I don't need mom and dad anymore. I got this. They have no idea, right? They have no idea. They have no idea. I'm gone. I'm out of here. I want my... And you can't do anything to stop it. And off they go, not realizing that true freedom means responsibility. So don't keep paying their car note. Oh, I'm sorry, you want your freedom. That's what my daddy did. I was driving around. I had the florist card. I put gas in that vehicle. Had a light blue Pinto. What I'm talking about. It was scatting light blue, boy. Big old window in the back. And I had the credit card for the florist. I just pumping gas all day long, driving all around. Didn't think nothing about it. Mom and dad sold the florist. Had people in my ear saying, why didn't your mom and dad give that to you? It'll put thoughts in your head while you're in the wilderness. Because you're a young person and you think you're bigger than what you are. Started me thinking, why didn't they give that to me? Ain't no big deal. I still got the card and the Pinto. I'm good. I'm going to see Sugar Babe. I'm gone. The police saw that little light blue. That was where I got my other little ticket too. I know y'all never done that. So here I am. And one day dad walks up and says, we've sold the florist, but how you like that Pinto? Oh, Dad, I like that Pinto now. I'm going to tell you what, I appreciate that thing. I mean, it was brand new when you bought it. We scatting around. He said, that's good. Here's the insurance papers. Here's the payment book. And I'll take the card. Yeah. What? Father. Be merciful. He said, I've been showing you mercy. You want the freedom. Then it comes with responsibility. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. He said, learn me. Why do I want to learn? What is he teaching them in the wilderness? The Bible said he's teaching their hands to war. Why? Because he knows there's giants out there. I want you to learn the word of God because there's giants out there. And if you know how to use the sword, you can possess the land. But if you don't know this in your mind, you won't possess nothing. The giants will mock you like they did David and all the armies of Israel. He said, I want you to learn it. Don't learn the ways of the other nations. You stay with me. He said, next, keep it. Learning and keeping it is two different things. He said, to keep it is to guard it carefully, to protect it, to preserve it. These laws and commandments, you hold them close. You hold on to that. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. He said, I want you to do it too. In other words, I want you to complete the task. The word there, do, means construction. It means I want you to keep these things and build yourself a house. Come on, have you got that right there? Understand what he's saying. I'm going to give you your freedom, but it will be your responsibility to possess the land and then build yourself a mud hut out there. Oh, Lord. Now, if you don't think the word of God worked, let me just tell you, Tel Aviv is one of the most premier cities in all of the world. And when I flew into that thing, everybody's thinking, well, we got all these little shepherd boys walking out here with these little sticks and stuff, and it's little sheep running around everywhere, and everybody's got a mud hut. Well, you know what? There are still Bedouins. This is hilarious. It cracked me up. We're driving into Jerusalem, and our guide is saying, right out here on the hills, there's sheep right out here on the hills, and there's little huts, just little huts, little stick huts with some cloth wrapped around them. He said, those are Bedouins right there. I said, that's pretty cool. They're still out there going in the same old way they used to do way back in the day. So right in the middle of this hut, right out in the middle on the side of the mountain, is this hut with a Cadillac pulled up right in front of it. They're blessed to this day because God put the blessing on them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God wants you to do what you're hearing. Not only that, but you got to understand that your destiny demands a different mentality. I reference Numbers 14 because the Bible says, I'm wrapping up here tonight, that Caleb had another spirit. Somebody say another spirit. That literally translates another mindset. Caleb had another mindset. You know, he's one of the only two that walked in there and said, I'll take that mountain right there. At 80 years old. How'd you like to come up on old Caleb over there with a stick in his hand? He beat your lights out at 80. Come on. Any of you 80-year-olds in here feeling? Caleb said, I can still possess it. I'm still bad to the bone. You heard what I told you last week. His name means a dog, like a bulldog. Meant when he grabbed a hold of it, he wouldn't turn it loose. That's the way you need to be with the promises of God, right? The process of the wilderness prepares you for the promise of the future. I wonder what God has in store for us in 2020. Forget us. Let's talk about you. I wonder what God has in store for you. Well, Pastor, I don't know if anything. It's been so bad this year. Listen to me. It's been so bad this year. How's your mind, your will, and your emotions? Have you let this year make you into something that God wants you to be, and all of the trials that you've walked through are actually preparing you to possess what God has had hanging over your head? I believe it. I believe it for this church, and I believe it for myself. God has a way of dropping these little nuggets in on us to let us know that I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. God tells us that we are to be a people who will keep our minds stayed upon Him and do and learn. And what God is preparing you for right here, what God is preparing you for right here is getting you ready for this. Can you say amen to that tonight? How many of you believe right now that God's been preparing you for something that you know is greater inside of your life? Come on now, let me see that hand. I believe it with all of my heart because freedom becomes your destiny. Did you hear what I said? Say it out loud. Freedom is my destiny. Freedom is my... Now remember, freedom comes with responsibility. That means that I'm going to have to cook it for myself. That means I'm going to have to beat that giant down myself. But God said, I can take the land. So I'm not going to sit here and complain about my future. I'm going to believe that what I've been going through right now, all the mess that I've been going through in 2019 has been getting me ready to be responsible. Come on, somebody. If you're looking for somebody to stand up, God, I want you to know all the things that you taught me this year. I'm ready to take the land in 2020 and take responsibility for myself. Come on, say amen, somebody.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.